We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. New week, Monday, December 6th. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Yeah, a huge week. And coming up in 1 hour, we're going to speak to somebody who looks like they're going to be running for governor of Pennsylvania. Familiar name.
She will join 10 men on the Republican ticket to try to get the nomination for governor. Meanwhile, every Monday at this time, we go live to New York. CBS senior business analyst Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, great resource. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. I saw what you will look at, maybe certainly more intricately than anybody I know, and that's last week's job report for November was far below expectations. Should people be worried?
Nah, I think this is a little bit of a head fake. And you know, we've talked about this so often. These numbers are subject to two subsequent revisions once they're released. And in a weird way, you know, sometimes we get kind of faked out on the upside and the downside. So there's been times where we've seen a big number and then it gets revised lower. And that can often mean that you're sort of tailing into sort of the scaling down, or maybe a recession is coming when the jobs start getting revised down. But in the last few months, we've seen upward revisions, big ones. So, you know, listen, we got 210,000 jobs. We thought there was going to be about 550. You know, if it turns out 2 months from now, we ended up with 400 or 450, we won't be saying, oh, it was a miss. And also, there were some good parts of this report. The unemployment rate dropped for a good reason. We saw an increase in the labor force and people got jobs. And, you know, I have to be clear, when a lot of folks been sort of worrying a lot about, oh, there's fewer people in the workforce, a lot of that was happening before COVID. We were seeing a trend of baby boomers retiring, and that was shrinking the labor force. So, you know, we're not perfect. We're not back to where we were. But I think that there is good evidence that the job market really is kind of tightening up. We still have a labor shortage in many sectors, so we're going to keep an eye on that part of it. But I think it was a pretty decent, I wouldn't say it was great, it was a decent report.
And a report like that, I mean, it seems like such an inexact science. It's like herding cats. How do they say that it might be this, but it comes back half as much? I mean,
because it's very strange. There are two separate surveys. One survey goes out to businesses. Hey, how many people did you hire? Right. The other goes out to households. Hey, did you look for a job last month? Do you have a job? What's going on? And so those numbers come in. They get an initial take on it, but then they drill deeper into the numbers. And that's why you get the revision. I think the most important thing is that from the perspective of the Federal Reserve, and we had a lot of sort of teeth gnashing about the Federal Reserve last week when Jerome Powell came out and said, you know, oh, I think that we might start changing our policy sooner than people imagine. I think that the Fed is still on course to start changing its monetary policy a little bit faster than markets expected and investors expected. But I don't think that that's such a terrible thing. I mean, look, we want them to address inflation, and the economy is no longer in this emergency worrisome state. So I think that that's actually good news.
We're with Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money. And in New York, just curious if, like here, the labor shortage has changed the landscape for restaurants and other businesses that in some cases are closed on days they didn't used to be closed, or They don't serve lunch anymore, or are these kind of things happening?
Yes, absolutely. We are seeing, certainly in the service sector, and you know where you see it most dramatically in New York City is Midtown. I think that, you know, I live uptown. The downtown, friends of mine were downtown over the weekend. They were like, holy smokes, it was huge. I was actually in Times Square last night, and it was slamming. I watched as theater goers came out. But I think mostly Midtown, Monday through Friday, there's been a real change because there are so many people who are doing a hybrid work environment. And so, you know, you used to see, you know, thousands and thousands of people come off the commuter rails and off the subways in Midtown. And now it's a fraction of that. And so as a result, you know, there's the little delis and the bodegas and the restaurants that just have not reopened. All that being said, I got to tell you, last night, guys, I could not believe it. As I came up out of the 2 train at Times Square, I could not believe the masses of people. It actually, you know, as much as we are worried about, you know, what's happening next, it was kind of nice to feel like, wow, it's December in New York City and people are here. And that was actually made me feel good, at least like, all right, we're not done, but we're getting close.
Yeah, December, you know, for any time from Thanksgiving through Christmas through New Year's is an amazing time in New York City. It's just phenomenal. The feel, the energy, everything like that. Hey, getting back to the jobs report, would it matter what the job numbers were? Because we're still having problems getting supplies, right?
Well, I mean, the supply issues are actually really starting to shift a little bit. So, yes, there are some issues. And for sure, if you're going through a home construction project, you know, really go ahead and order whatever's in stock. I would not be picky because I think that's really where you start to see a lot of supply issues. But there is evidence, of course, that in the auto market, we're seeing a lot of supply start to ease up. And I think that things will start to get better month after month after month. You know, we talked about this. If you're looking for like the hot gaming system, yeah, you know what? You're probably not going to get it in time for the holidays. Unless you're willing to pay up. Do you know about these things called Grinch bots?
No.
Oh, this is great.
Kevin breaking should news. Know. This oh, is yeah, it. Like breaking this. News, Jill Schlesinger.
Here we go. There are algorithms that are searching the web trying to find like the hottest toys, gaming systems, everything. They buy them up and then they sell them on a secondary market like
or
on
premium.
Yeah, exactly. So it's basically a new twist on ticket scalping. Which I've never, ever, according to anyone who's around me, ever paid up via a scalper. Of course, never.
Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, always a great resource. Live from New York, you have a great week, Jill. Thank
Take
you.
Take care.
And when we come back, we're going to check on the early traffic and weather situation. We've got a big change happening. So Youngstown's throwing it down like they started it.
Some people on Staten Island claim it as well. But
oh,
you know
do
what?
They?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
But they also have a fresh mozzarella table as well, which is pretty awesome. That's pretty cool.
That's
and they
more
had
likely.
A calamari pile as well. Unbelievable. This wedding I went to, oh my gosh, had more food than I'd ever seen in my life. You got done with the, you know, after the wedding ceremony, you go to that little pre-dinner where you're just sort of having some drinks and maybe an appetizer or two. I was so stuffed. Then they open up the doors and say, all right, come on in, have dinner. Like, oh, I thought that was dinner.
Oh yeah, it's coming up. Did you have not attended one of Rob Pratt's Seven Fishes events?
I did attend it.
Oh, did you last year?
No, a couple of years ago I did it. I stopped by his broadcast as just a civilian.
So you weren't officially hired here yet?
No, I was in town for Christmas visiting my parents, and I heard about the broadcast, so I drove up to the North Hills and sat in with. He didn't know me. I just.
Well, years ago,
partook in the festivities like the average civilian would.
He's done it at Coon's Market out on McKnight Road recently, but he used to do it in the studio. One, I guess it was a Christmas Eve that fell on a Friday. So this is the Seven Fishes Italian tradition on New Year's Eve. So they brought all.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All the stuff. Well, the problem was the staff in the building was off for Christmas, so they put all the seafood in the garbage, and someone put an octopus, dead octopus, in our former anchor, the late Bob Koppler's trash can under his desk.
A bad move.
Yeah. So Monday, after that Friday, Bob came in and there was a dead carcass in his cubicle. That went over well. The former Marine was not happy. So the Seven Fishes has been off premises since.
You know, I had the honor of being the voice of the Oldies Christmas Mass for 2 years.
That was a great thing.
St. Augustine Friary and then Epiphany downtown.
Pratt does that too. 6:39, this is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning, I'm Kevin Battle. Coming up in a half hour, Larry, we will speak to somebody who wants to be governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Familiar name, name recognition, way up there. Popularity, way up there at a point. Was an up-and-comer at one point. Don't give away too much.
United States Congresswoman.
Yeah, right. She wants to bring... practicality and rationality back to Harrisburg.
But she's been out of office for 14 years, so it will be interesting to find out what prompted her to want to make this run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll talk to her in a half hour.
Meanwhile, Dennis from South Hills, congratulations. You are the winner. Pair of tickets to see Jackson Galaxy, Total Cat, Mojo live at Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall in Munn Hall. That is Friday, April 22nd.
How popular are Cats that they have their own stand-up comedy
I don't think the Cats. I don't think Jackson Galaxy's the cat.
No. He's the guy that talks about cats and cat owners.
Oh.
It's a big kumbaya affair for cat owners. Uh-huh. That's interesting, isn't it? You're a dog owner.
I am.
I got a fish, had a parakeet. You know how it goes.
My brother's into cats.
My son
has a cat.
My brother's like the cat whisperer.
Cats are completely different than dogs, in case you hadn't noticed.
Yeah.
Just a totally different vibe.
My brother went from dog guy to cat whisperer.
I think Kathy Bergeron has both. But most people around the country still talking about this Omicron variant. So there are a couple of things happening right now.
Come on, Laura. You're man-shaming? Come on. That's wrong.
Meanwhile, the CDC Director Walensky said that they are looking into how effective the current booster shots and other vaccines might be against the Omicron variant. But at this moment, as you pointed out from the beginning, mild cases.
Yes, because I listened to the doctor who discovered it, and she had said it was mild cases. They don't know how everybody's going to react, as they alluded to there in that report. But Dr. Anthony Fauci mentioned over the weekend to CNN's Jake Tapper, we feel badly, very badly, about the hardship that might have been put upon not only South Africa, but other African countries because of that xenophobic African travel ban. And not for that reason, in real time, literally on a daily basis, we are reevaluating that policy. So that could change real soon. And he said that, you know, that it's too early to really make any definitive statements about it. But thus far, it does not look like there's a great degree of severity to Omicron. So the question isn't if you want to try to build immunity, this would be the variant that you shouldn't be too shocked that people get because the symptoms are so mild. I mean, you wouldn't want people getting Delta variant because it's so much more severe. You know what I'm saying?
But again, Dr. Fauci is saying they right now that is the case, and they want to, I guess, take their time to make sure that is the situation.
And I get it. But the doctor originally who found this said it was not as severe. It caused like muscle pains, cramps, and like a cough and fatigue.
But what we're hearing is a lot of institutions, even sports teams, are in the past week dealing with the regular flu. Mm-hmm. This would be the more seasonal flu because a lot of people didn't get a flu shot or whatever the reason. So there have been people who get flu-like symptoms who automatically fear that they're getting COVID, and that's not been the case in some places too. So there's so many variables. I mean, each and every day, everybody's going through this. Family, friends, we're having a get-together, who should come, what's going on, mask, no mask.
And Larry, you were talking about that parade guy in Wisconsin.
Right.
Remember the guy who got off on extremely low bail? Well, there was a story out over the weekend that they said that it was just human error that he was given unbelievably low bail.
$1,000 bail for trying to run over his wife, allegedly, with a vehicle to what he did in Wisconsin.
They said the person looked at the previous bail and then just doubled it. He got $500 for his previous offense.
And Jamie joins us.
A bit of a choppy week last week. Jamie Meredith, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. It was a pretty ugly week last week, and the markets closed down week on a down note. A big employment data miss on Friday. Dow closed at 34,580, down 0.2% for the day, 0.9% for the week, still up 13% year-to-date. NASDAQ had a really rough day on Friday, falling the most, down nearly 2% for the day, pulled down by DocuSign, down 42% on weak guidance. Adobe down 8%. Broad weakness in small caps and those software names pulled NASDAQ down. Fell 2.6% for the week. Really rough week for the NASDAQ. Still up 17%. Year to date, so pretty solid year. S&P kind of split the difference down 0.8% for the day, losing 1.2% for the week, leading the charge, still up 20%, more than 20% year to date. The big employment disappointment was the payroll data. Economists expected job growth of nearly 600,000 new jobs, but the data came out showing only 210,000 new jobs. There was good news. The unemployment report, the official unemployment rate slid to 4.2%. Hourly earnings grows less than expected. Maybe inflation is starting to ebb. The service sector had a really strong showing, jumped more than expected. Strong expansionary territory. Factory orders came in better than expected. No economic data releases today, so the headlines will be moving most of the market. Good news is, as we start the week, futures are higher but mixed. Dow futures up 156. NASDAQ futures, those tech names are still struggling a bit. NASDAQ futures down 82. That's it for the morning news. Let's see what the bell brings us today to start the week at 9:30.
All right. Thanks, Jamie. Your Money and You Morning Report with Heffern Tillotson, Senior Vice President Jamie Meredith.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.